Belief in Practice, number 14, The Real Christ. Non-Trinitarians understand quite correctly that Jesus saved the world on account of being human, for all his lordship and spiritual unity with the Father. If he had been of any other nature, salvation would not have been possible through him. He, in all ways, is our pattern. It is our humanity that enables us to go into this world with a credible, convincing, and saving message. We have to be enough of a person ourselves in order to save a person. We are not asking our hearers to be superhuman. The way some senior churchmen seem to lack a genuine, complete humanity has led so many to conclude that because they cannot rise up to such apparently austere and white-faced levels, therefore Christianity for them is not an authentically human possibility. Our message is tied to us as human people, just as the message of Jesus was him, the real human Jesus. The Word was made flesh in him, as it must be in us. This is why nowhere in the Gospels is Jesus described with a long list of virtues. His actions and relations to others are what are presented, and it is from them that we ourselves feel and perceive his righteousness. The teachings of Marxism, for example, can be separated from Marx as a man. You can accept Marxism without ever having read a biography of Karl Marx, but real Christianity is tied in to the person of the real Christ. The biographies of Jesus, which open the New Testament, are in essence a précis of the Gospel of Jesus. His life was and is his message. We are to follow him. This is his repeated teaching. A Marxist follows the ideas of Marx, not merely his personality, but a Christian follows Christ as a person, not just his abstract ideas. If the message of Jesus is defined by us merely as ideas and principles, then we will inevitably find that ideas and principles lack the turbulence of real life. They are abstract. The principles of Bible truth will be found to be colourless and remote from reality unless they are tied in to the real, concrete person of Jesus. God forbid that our faith has given us just a bunch of ideas. The principles of the truth, every doctrine of the truth, is lived out in Jesus, and it is this fact, this image of him, which appeals to us as live, passionate, flesh and blood beings. A person cannot be reduced to a formula. It is a living figure and not just dry theories that actually draws people and in that sense is attractive. The person of Jesus as the person of each of us in him makes the ideas, the doctrines, the principles real and visible. He embodies them. It is only a concrete, real person who can be felt to call and appeal to people. What I am saying is that if we present the principles of the truth as they are in Jesus, then this will be far more powerful in its appeal than simply presenting dry theories. The truth as it is in Jesus is a biblical phrase, surely saying that the doctrines of the one faith are lived out in this man. Because of this, the person hearing the gospel will feel summoned, appealed to, called by a person, the risen Jesus. And then, later on in the life of the convert, it will become apparent to him or her that this same Jesus, by reason of his very person, makes demands, challenges, invitations to them, to yet greater commitment. And only a real, living person can be encouraging in life. Principles, as mere abstractions, cannot encourage much of themselves. Jesus is our representative, a distinctive Bible doctrine. We are counted as being in him. This means that his life is counted as being our life, and only because he was human, and we now are human, can this become true. The wonder of this is that so many people have acquired a new personal quality through their association with the risen Jesus. For all their human failures, humiliations, setbacks, no longer is it so important for them to ask, "Who am I? What have I achieved in this dumb life?" Rather, it is all important that we are in fact in Christ and sharing his life and being. Life has become so achievement and efficiency orientated that many of us feel failures. Only by achievement, it seems, can we justify ourselves in society. We have become caught up in a machine of life that robs us of our humanity. Our initiative, spontaneity, autonomy, our essential freedom is lost. Yet if we are in Christ, secure in him, part of his supreme personality, then our lives are totally different. We are no longer ashamed of our humanity. We are affirmed for who we are by God himself, justified by him, for we are in Christ. This is the real meaning, the wonderful implication of being truly brethren in Christ. By losing our life, we gain it. But the life we gain is the life of Jesus, and therefore life has meaning and purpose not only in successes but also in failures. Our lives then make sense, for we have and live the true life. Even if we are destroyed by opponents and deserted by friends, if we supported the wrong side and came to grief, if our achievements slacken and are overtaken by others, if we are no use any more to anyone. The bankrupt businessman, the utterly lonely divorcee, the overthrown and forgotten politician, the unemployed middle-aged man, the aged prostitute or criminal dying in prison, all these, even though their persons and lives are no longer recognized by this world, are all the same joyfully, gleefully recognized by him with whom there is no respect of persons, for they are in his beloved Son.